Hello, my name is David Preston, director of the Foundation at Oklahoma Wesleyan and great-grandson of H.V. Foster, the man who built the ranch and lodge where we're going to be celebrating Oakwoo and raising money for the annual fund to support our mission. As you drive to the lodge, I've been asked to tell you a bit about the ranch, its history, and its current operation. The ranch land itself was put together in the 1920s when Mr. Foster acquired five large, mostly adjacent parcels of land to establish one ranch so that he could establish a game preserve and pursue his outdoor avocations of bird hunting and fishing. Back in the day, this land teemed with quail and dove, and the ponds were ideal for bass and crappie fishing, as well as duck and goose hunting. As late as the mid-1990s, my guests and I would flush a dozen or more coveys of quail almost every time we went afield. In fact, the name of the ranch, El Rancho de la Codorniz, means Ranch of the Quail. Quail population has diminished in the past few decades, so we're not hunting them now. We're hoping for productive hatches, and we're managing predation so that hopefully the gentleman's game bird continues to thrive and build the population back up. Beginning in 1930, at the same time Mr. Foster was building the La Quinta Mansion in town, he began work on the lodge. It was designed by the same renowned architect, Edward Delk, and built by the same contractor, Joe Geyer, as was the mansion. The large lakes and the Oshelator Reservoir on the ranch were dammed by local men using carts and horses and a lot of hard work. Mr. Foster apparently began the construction early in the Great Depression, figuring he could employ many Bartlesville men who found themselves out of work and thereby allow them to provide for their families in those difficult times. Construction ran up until the middle of 1933. The lodge at La Codorniz was built to welcome guests who would come from all over the country to hunt and fish with Mr. Foster. Many of them, like Ding Darling and Elliot Roosevelt, were leading conservationists of the day. So there's a four-bedroom guest wing on the first floor, a locker room for after-hunt showers, and large gathering spaces in the basement and on the first floor for playing cards and discussing the issues and cussing the politicians of the 1930s. Mr. Foster died in 1939 in his early 60s, but the ranch continued to be a gathering place for his family, up to and including my family and our grandchildren for the 4th of July this year. When his widow, my great-grandmother, outlived her second husband, C.E. Burlingame, who died in 1961, she moved to the ranch and lived the rest of her life here, dying in 1983 at the age of 98 or 99. We never really were quite sure. Today, our family owns the ranch together with our cousins, the John Cain family, who do the actual ranching on the land. Thank you for coming to the Foster Bonanza. I'll be giving tours at the lodge for anyone who might want to know more about El Rancho de la Codorniz.